Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Mem Beis in Meseches Nedarim. It is the 1075th daf in Shas. I'm learning with you before Netzach Hama in Ramat Beit Shemesh on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give Klal Yisrael Nechama, may Klal Yisrael do the appropriate Shuva that the Rambam describes in Hilchos Tainis. The Rambam writes that the Ikar of a Tainis is not the fast itself, but the tshuva that comes along with the fast. You hear the sounds of the birds here in Artzeinu HaKdosha, the birds that are chirping for Geula. Our daf Bezer Hashem is going to continue with the halachos of someone who is Moder Hana. And in fact, it's a very appropriate that I learn this with you from our backyard, where we now have fruits that have peros shvius hanging from a couple of trees in our backyard. And that's exactly what our Mishnah is going to talk about, the halachos of Nedarim, but in the context of Shemitah. So our daf is going to deal with someone who made a neder. Reuven made a neder to Shimon and said that Shimon cannot have Hana'a from his field. Our Mishnah is going to tell us that Shimon is not allowed to go into Reuven's field on Shemitah. And we're going to discuss those halachos about Nedarim and Shemitah on Mem Beis Amud Aleph. The crux of the issue that we're going to struggle with is a fascinating one. We have on the sign of our door in our backyard that leads out to the back, we have a sign that says that the fruits over here are hefker, which would mean that even if there was an Isra Hana based on a neder for someone to come into our backyard, nevertheless, there is an open question because on Shemitah, the fruits are hefker. Nevertheless, we learn in our Mishnah, Hamidner Hana Mechaver, the top of Mem Beis Amud Aleph, Lifnei Shvius. If someone says that an individual cannot get Hana from his friend before Shvius, Eini Yorid Otoich Sadeu. So then, in such a case, he can't go into his friend's field. We're going to see that this is based on the sugya earlier on Lamed Beis Amud Beis. The Ran makes reference to it, that even though the halacha is that I am not an owner, I have a mitzvah to proclaim that my fruits are hefker on Shvius. I'm not an owner at all on my fruits. It's to remind me that at the end of the day, that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me is a gift from Him, and I am just supposed to be the best kli that I could be to be mekabel the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Shvius reminds me that I really don't even own the land entirely, and that it's a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me, and therefore I make the fruits ownerless. Nevertheless, the Gemara Lamed Beis Amud Beis tells us that if Reuven makes Shimon's usher to his items, so then Shimon has a problem even walking into Reuven's Rishus. So therefore, even though my fruits are hefker, I don't make my Rishus hefker. That's an important point in Hilchos Shemitah. In fact, since we're reveling in this phenomenon that we're talking about Shemitah, this time during the Shnas HaShemitah, someone had asked me a shaila that wasn't a shaila, and that is there a problem for him to buy a piece of land? At the end of the day, it's Shemitah. And the answer is, the mitzvah of Shemitah is to make your fruits ownerless. There is no mitzvah to make your land ownerless. And therefore, even though the halacha is that someone could come into your rishus to take the fruits, you're still the bailim over that area. And therefore, if there an individual is moder hana, so then in such a case, we learned on daf lamed beis and beis all the way in the beginning of perek ein bein hamed moder 10 dafim ago, we learned that the drisas haregel of the field is also usher on the moder. That means that Shimon can't walk through Reuven's field, and therefore he won't be able to go into his field to get the fruits. Back into the Mishnah, Hamoyder Hanam Mechaver Lefnei Shvius Eino Yerod Otoich Sadeu Ve'Eino Oichel Min Hanoytes, and therefore he's not going to be able to eat from the fruits. And here the Ran tells us a chiddush. He can't even eat from the fruits that are hanging over. Notos means that they hang over into a Rishus HaRabim. This part of the Mishnah is talking about Lifnei Shvius. This was before Shvius. So that's why it's going to be aser to eat from the fruits, because it's taking place before Shvius. But on Shvius, ain't a yara l'toch sadeh, he can't go into his field, as we explained above. Aval ochel hu min hanetius hanotos. But if my fruits are hanging out, actually, we have one tree that hangs over our neighbor, so lu yitzur, we shouldn't never come to make nedarim on our neighbors, but lu yitzur that there was, so then in such a case, the neighbor would be able, even if the neighbor was a modar, nevertheless, he would be able to eat, he or she would be able to eat from those fruits during Shemitah. Aval ochel hu min hanetias hanotos. Nadar himenu machal lifnei shvius. What happens if Reuven made a neder to prohibit his foods onto Shimon before Shvius? Yored otoch sadehu. So then in such a case, he could go into Reuven's field, Shimon can, because the neder was only about food, Michael. And we learned in the beginning of the Perek that the difference between whether it's a neder of Michael or Choldover is drisas regel, whether you're allowed to walk into his field. So then in such a case, since this neder was nader emenu Michael, so yoratel sadeu ve'ena ochel min ha'peris, and then he can't eat the fruits during the sixth year, u'b'shvi'is yarid va'ochel, but in the seventh year he'd be able to go in and eat. Analyzes the Gemara, Rav Shmuel d'Amri Tavayu, nechasim elu alecha lefnei shvi'is. If he made a neder prohibiting particular nechasim before shvi'is, ein yarid atoich sadeu ve'ena ochel min hanaitis. Our mission was talking about when he said elu, these there are particular nechasim, so then in such a case he cannot eat the fruits that are hanging. Va'afal pi shehigia shvius, even though shvius came. This is quite a chiddush that Rav and Shmuel are learning in our Mishnah. If you listen carefully to the way we read the Mishnah, we did not intonate like the Shita of Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel are of the opinion that once the neder took place before Shvius, then even though the fruits are hefker on Shvius, nevertheless, the moder cannot eat from the peros in Shvius. Again, let's see it inside. Rav and Shmuel damer tivayu nechasem elu alech lefnei Shvius, eini yor l'toch sadehu, ve'einan eichel min ha'noites, afal pi she'igia Shvius. Even though Shvius has come, he still cannot eat from the fruits. V'im b'shvius nadar, but if he made the neder in Shvius, ein yor l'toch sadehu, then he can't go into the field as we described, because I am still the owner of my field during Shemitah, aval eichel min ha'noites, but he's allowed to eat from the fruits, because then the neder wasn't chal. Rav and Shmuel seem to have an interesting svara. Let's take a look and see the svara according to the Ran. The Ran says, v'afal gav shigia Shvius, the Kasavri Rav Shmuel, the Afagav the Kuli period the Hefkerinon, even though Rav Shmuel holds that the fruits are Hefker during Shemitah, Filu Hachi Kivan Shebishah Shediru Hayushaloi. Since when Ruvay made the Neder, the Peros were his, Chayli Surah Filu Bishvius Shiyatsa Mirshusa. Then the Neder applies even after Shvius has come and the fruits no longer belong to him. Gemara will explain what the svara is. If anything, we would have thought, at the end of the day, if the fruits are hefker, so even though the neder is still binding, but the neder only applies to the fruits that belong to Reuven. Let's take a look, though, at the dissenting view, those who disagree with Rav and Shmuel. Rabbi Yechon of Reishlokish, Dami Tarvayu, Nichsei Alecha Lefnei Shvius, En Yer Lutach Sadeh Ve'ena Oichel Min Hanoitais, Higia Shvius, En Yer Lutach Sadeh, Aval ochel hu es hanotos. That even if the neder is made before Shvius, at the end of the day, once Shvius comes, so then in such a case, the critical line is where Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish disagree with Rav Shmuel, that he could be ochel min hanotos, even though he made the neder before Shvius. Lema b'hakam iflegi, let us suggest that this is the machloikis between Rav and Shmuel on the one hand and Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish on the other. The Rav and Shmuel savri, adam eser davar shebishusay, afil l'kishiyatza mirishusay. That a person can make something that's usher in his rishusa onto somebody else, even though now it's no longer in his Rishus. There is some logic over here, says the Gemara, to the position of Rav Shmuel. At the end of the day, even though during the year of Shemitah, Reuven doesn't own the fruits, but nevertheless, before Shemitah, he did. And since he owned the fruits before Shemitah, so once Reuven assers the fruits onto Shimon, so then the fruits remain asser to Shimon, afilu l'kishiyatza merushusay, even after it's left his rishus. Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish Savri, and the Gemara here posits that Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish disagree, ain't other meisa dover shebushusay kishiyatza merushusay, that the reason why it would be permissible to Shimon in the seventh year is because even though it was usher to Shimon in the sixth year, nevertheless, once it's Yatzim Rishus, so once it goes out of Ruvain's Rishus, so then in such a case, it's going to be Mutter. Asks the Gemara, Vitizbara, is what you're saying logical? Mi Kalamando Omar, is there someone who holds Ein Adam Eiser Dover Shabashusai Kishiyatzai Burushusai? Is there a Manda Amar who holds that it won't be Yasser? In other words, to the point now that we don't understand Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The first argument that the Gemara is going to give is a linguistic argument in terms of the language of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And then the Gemara is going to ask Misvara from another Mishnah. So again, Vitizbara, Mi Ikal Aman Da'amar, is there a man Da'amar who holds Ein Adam Ayisit Avash Abishusai Kishyatsum Rishusai, that the halacha is that a person cannot asser something that was once asser in his Rishus, and when it goes out of his Rishus, it'll now become Mutter? Is there such a man Da'amar? Im Kain, if this is the position, the Bach changes it, Dim Kain, if this was the position of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Niflagi b'nechasim elu, v'kol shekain b'nechasai. Now this is a point that we didn't emphasize when we read the positions of Rav and Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan learns that the fellow said, Nechasai alecha lefnei shvius, that he said, my nechasim are going to be aser to you before Shvius. There's another way for him to formulate the neder, as Rav and Shmuel actually say it, and that is Nechasim Elu Alecha. Now the difference between Elu and Nechasai Alecha is the following. When a person says Nechasai, that means my Nechasim. So you could infer that the Isser only applies when they belong to him. However, if they no longer belong to him, so then in such a case, it's going to be Mutter. Asks the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish say, Nichasai, my Nichasim. If the word is that Ein Adam Osa Dover Shebishusa Kishiyatzer Mirushuso, so then it doesn't only have to be that the fruits are going to be Mutter if he says Nichasai. He should just, even in a case, Niflagu b'nechasim elu. If he says nechasim elu, even though he doesn't emphasize it's his nechasim, but at the end of the day, Ein Adam Eiser Dover Shebrishusai Kishiyatzer Mirushusai. So Im Kain Niflagi b'nechasim elu v'kol shekain b'nechasai. Once one would say that the halach is that's mutter by b'nechasim elu, certainly b'nechasai. What the Gemara is insinuating is that therefore it's not based on the svara of Ein Adam Eiser Dover Shebrishusai L'Kishiyatzer Mirushusai, that everybody holds is still aser, but rather it's particularly because he says that when it's my peiros, then it's going to be aser to you. And therefore on Shvius, it's going to be mutter to him. Visu, and another kasha, Hatnan, the Adam Eiser Dover Shebrishusai L'Kishiyatzer Mirushusai. There is no one that disagrees with this idea that when the object is in the Rishus of the Madir, at the time that he makes the Neder, even if later it goes out of his Rishus, it's still Aser to the Mudar. Disnan, as we learned in the Mishnah, Haimer Levnoi Kaidim Sha'at Tonenili, says to his son, you can't have Hana from me, Meis Yirashena. If a father says that his son can't have Hana from him, so when that only applies when the father is alive. When the father dies, the son could inherit him. However, if he says, b'chayov u'b'moysoy, when I'm alive and dead, say, imeis lo yirashenu, if the father dies, he can't inherit him. Now, once the father dies, there is no iser of neder anymore. The neder has fallen away. The neder doesn't exist. Nevertheless, what's it based on? It's based on the idea that oyser davar shebishusai, Kishiyatzer Berushusai is still going to be Aser. So too over here. Even though it was it's mutter in the seventh year, if it started out as aser in the sixth year, then it will remain aser. Answers the Gemara on the top of Mem Beis on Beis. Shani hocha de ka'amalei b'chayev u'b'maisa. No, here he expressly stated that the item is going to be aser b'chayev u'masa. Mikol Mokom asks the Gemara kasha, but we still have a kasha in regards to our first question. If the Svara B'Yochanan on Reish Lakish is based on this idea that Dover She'osar, that became mutter, is going to be mutter, then why does he use the Lashon, they, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, use the Lashon of Nechasai? They should even say Nechasim Elu. Ela, says the Gemara, B'Nechasim Elu, Kule Amalo Pligi. Everybody agrees when it comes to B'Nechasim Elu, that the halacha is that the Nechasim are going to be Aser forever. Once they made the fruits Aser, they're going to be Aser forever. Ki Pligi, when do they have the Machlokis B'Nechasai? When they emphasize that during the sixth year, the fruits are aser because they're mine belongings. Ravi Shmuel Savri Loshna Nechasim Elu Loshne Nechsei Adam Oser. Doesn't make a difference whether the formulation is Nechasim Elu or Nechasai. The person has the ability to make it aser. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Savri Nechasim Elu, the Bach adds, Adam Oser. If he says Nechasim Elu, then he has the ability to make it aser. Nechasai, but if he says Nechasai, Ein Adam Oser. He does not have the ability to make it aser. Why doesn't he have the ability to make it aser? Because he only has the ability to make it aser, doesn't mean he doesn't have the ability to make it aser. It means that he doesn't have the ability to make it aser during the seventh year. The only time he has the ability to make it aser is when his own Nechasim are going to be aser. In other words, only when they're only his nechasim. If it's no longer his nechasim in the seventh year, he doesn't have the ability to make it aser. So now that's a question in terms of how we understand the significance of the words nechasai. Asks the Gemara, is there anybody who's going to say that there is no difference between the two? It seems to be clear. If he's saying nechasim elu, so during the sixth year he makes these nechasim aser, then they're going to be aser in the seventh year because something that's once made aser is always aser. However, if he says nechasai, my nechasim, so during the seventh year when they're no longer nechasim, then everybody should hold its mutter. Asks the Gemara, six lines on the top of membeis and membeis. Umik olamanda amar loishna nechasim elu veloishna nechasai. Is there a man d'amar who says that there is no difference? Vatnan, didn't we learn in a Mishnah? Somebody says to his friend, I make a neder that I'm not going to go into your house. And I'm not going to go into and buy your field. Meis, what if his friend dies? In other words, Ruvain made a net there that he's not going to go into Shimon's field. Then Shimon dies, O Shemachal Acher, Mutter. Then in such a case, the halacha is that it's Mutter. So what do we see? That when you specify an individual's nechasim, so then it all depends on whether the individual is the owner. And therefore, during the seventh year, the individual is not the owner of the peros. And when you say nechasai, how in the world could Rav and Shmuel say the fruits of Shemitah are still going to be aser? Gemara finishes quoting that Mishnah from Daf Mem Vav, Shani Nichnas Sadezu. But if he says that I'm not going to go into this field, not emphasizing your field, but this field, Shani Lokeach, that I'm not going to buy this field, Meso Shemachul Acher Aser. But the question is on Rav and Shmuel, that there is a difference between Nechasai and Nechasim Elu. Answers the Gemara, Eliki Amri Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish B'Nechasai, Rav and Shmuel B'Nechasim Elu V'loi Pligi. Gemara says we have to retake our entire understanding of the machlokis between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish and Rav and Shmuel. There really is no machlokis. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish said that the Shvius fruits are going to be mutter because he said nechasai. And therefore, the halacha is that when Ruvain makes the neder to Shimon on his fruits, on Ruvain saying his fruits are going to be aser, so therefore, if he says that my fruits are going to be aser, so in the sixth year they're Reuven's, in the seventh year they're not, and therefore Shimon could have Hana. Rav and Shmuel ben Achasim Elu. Rav and Shmuel are talking about when he says these fruits are going to be aser to you, not because they're mine. I'm making a neder that these fruits are aser. Then it's not going to change during the seventh year. Veloi pligi, and there's no machlekes between Rav and Shmuel on the one hand and Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish on the other. Gemara now follows up on the line of the Mishnah that we had said that when it comes to Shviyas, the halacha is, let's look back in the Mishnah, ubishviyas eina yore l'toich sadeyu aval oichel hu min hanatiyas hanotas, that you can't go into the field during Shemitah, but you could eat the hanging fruit outside of the field. Asks the Gemara, maishna da oichel min hanotas de piredef geirah. Inon, why is it that when it comes to the fruits, you're allowed to eat it? It's because the fruits, of course, are hefker. According to many poskim, there would be even an inyan for a person to say that he's mafkir his fruits. And Shemitah, at exactly this spot, a few weeks ago, I said that my fruits over here are hefker. Now, that actually could be a great discussion for our halacha from the daily daf, because here, the Ran adds a couple of words that the Gemara does not say, or actually one word, which might change a lot in Hilchos Shemitah, and that is, do we have the expression hefkera, simply that it is hefker, and that might intonate that the Bialim have to make it hefker, or rachmona afkere, the Torah makes it hefker. So the Ran adds on the word afkara by ara, he says rachmana afkara. But back into the Gemara, either way, before we get to the halacha from the day of the daf, let's understand the daf itself. The Gemara asks, maishna to ochel min hanotas the pure de hefkera inon ara nami afkara. Not only are the fruits hefker, the land is hefker. Now, in our Mishnah, we had actually explained that that doesn't mean that the land is ownerless during Shemitah. The Ran points out that what that means is that my field is ownerless vis-a-vis that if I was mafkir the fruits, so then in such a case, I must allow you the entry into my field as if it is hefker. Says the Ran, Aranami Rachmanar Afgare, Kloimar Lilikitas Peris. The guy should be able to go into the field to be able to collect the fruits. If we're going to say that the fruits are hefker, but no one could go into my backyard, then in no way am I really being mafkere. That's a joke. So it's aranami hafkere. Why is it that Shimon cannot go into Reuven's field to collect the fruits? He could only get the hanging fruits. Let him be able to walk into the field to get the fruits, just like everybody here in Ramat Beit Shemesh is able to do when the fruits of Shemitah are hefker. Amar ula ba'imdin ilanos al hagvulim. Ula says you've got a good point, but we're talking about a case of particular trees. When it comes, says the Ran, you know what, let's do the Ran inside. Amar Ula Boim Dini Lanos Al Gvulin, Eina Chanami, says the Ran, 6-7 lines from the bottom, Delil Kota Ilanos Shebe Emtza Asodar Mutter Leri L'Sech. If we're talking about trees that are in the middle of the field, so then in such a case you're allowed to go inside. Aval lilkot ilana sheom dinal agvulim. But if we're talking about trees that are sitting on the border, loy derachmana lo afgare la'are. The Torah doesn't make the land hefker el lilkot perosel, only to collect the fruits. Helkach kivan she ilanos halalu yachol lilkot osam lo yered. So since when it comes to the trees that are on the border, there's no need to go into the field. In other words, you're not allowed to come into my backyard to play in my kid's swimming pool during Shemitah. You're not allowed to do it without my permission to come and to sit on my chairs. That is also, there is no drisas haregel. However, when it comes to being able to get to the fruits, then you are allowed to. Everybody's always invited. Amar Ula ba'imdin ilanos alglun. Shim ben al-Yakim ha'imir, gzeira shema yishe ba'amida. Shim ben al-Yakim says that, as we assumed before, of course you could come into the field to collect fruits. However, that is the din Torah. But midrabanan, they were afraid that people are going to start hanging out in other people's lands, even during Shemitah, and that's Aser. And since that is Aser, Memela, we assert as well, Reuven having Shimon come into his field to collect the Peros Shvius, because he'll be Yisha Ba'amida. Here, the Isser of Yisha Ba'amida is not a halacha in Shemitah, but is Yisha Ba'amida in terms of the Moder Hana. So then, in such a case, it's true. Reuven has to allow Shimon into his field for Shimon to be able to take the peros, but we're afraid that once we allow Shimon in, then he's going to start sitting in Reuven's chairs, he's going to start playing soccer in his backyard, etc., etc. All of those things will run the risk of him getting Hanah from Shimon when he's not allowed to. This, Beis Hashem, concludes Daf Mem Beis. Today's Daf was one beautiful topic, and that was the topic of Moder Hanah Mechavero on Shvius. We had a quote-unquote misunderstanding that we thought that there's a machlokis between Rav and Shmuel. If the neder is taken in the sixth year, Rav and Shmuel on the one hand, Rabbi Yochanan Shlakish on the other, if the neder is taken in the sixth year, what would the halacha be for the peros Shvius during the seventh year? We thought that Rav and Shmuel would say that's always us, and Rabbi Yochanan Shlakish would say that it's mutter, and the Gemara says, no, there's actually no disagreement, but they were talking about two different cases. If a person makes a neder when he says, Nechasim Elu, and during the seventh year, sixth year, he says these nechasim are going to be usher. So then, in such a case, the halacha is that the fruits are going to be usher even in the seventh year as well, because the fruits were prohibited as nechasim, as entities. However, if the fellow says nechasai, my nechasim, so then the fruits during the sixth year belong to the madir, but in the seventh year, they no longer belong to the fellow who made the neder. Why? Because the Ran tells us, Rachmana Afgare, the Torah makes it Hefker. That will be our topic, Bezer Hashem, for the Halacha from the Daily Daf, and that is the Nafkaminos between whether the Girsa is like the Gemara that we have in front of us, that the Peros are Hefker, or that it's Rachmana, that the Torah makes it Hefker. We learned in our Mishnah as well that one is not allowed to go into the Madir's field even during Shemitah. And we had two explanations of why that's so. Either because it's not necessary to go into the field, and therefore you could get the fruits standing on the border, so then you can't go into the field because there's no reason for it. But if it would be necessary to go into the field, then you'd be allowed to. Or the opinion of Shimon ben Yochum that says, Gzera Shema Yisha Ba'amida, that there's a Gzera, that we're afraid that ultimately he's going to get other benefits that he was not allowed to. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Mem Beis in Maseches Nedarim.